All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Bruce, wins this time of year, you've got a lot of wins. I say it's like money in the bank, really.
Well, it is. It's always good to get wins any time of the year, but early, I think it builds confidence with the ball club and probably gives you a little cushion, a little margin of error. I mean, you saw the bump in the road we hit against the Nats there. So, you know, you got to keep going, though. You can't get content, complacent, because there's so much baseball left. So I have a good group here, Marty. They come out ready to go every day, and that's the only way it's going to work. And the wins have been nice, but we have to put those behind us just like the losses and be ready to go tonight.
You know, it's funny watching the Nationals play, and I said, well, what did I learn? Well, I learned they have a pretty good pitching staff, and I learned that you better pitch well every game to match up with a good team, and that's really the basic fundamental of baseball.
Right, and, you know, they're a very balanced ball club, but their bullpen is outstanding. I mean, they have the best ERA in baseball. You know, they throw a starter out there every day that probably will keep them in the ball game. And so anytime you're playing a good club, you hope to keep a low-scoring game. You hope your guy's on top of his game, and you find a way to get enough runs. Really, the game, the Bumgarner pitch, you know, those are the type of games that I see these two teams playing the next time we meet. You know, our pitching got away from us. I thought we made too many mistakes the first and third game, but you know, Bum's game, 2-1, that could have gone either way if we would have executed a couple things, and we probably win that game.
Well, you know, it's interesting to win, and as I say, the number of wins, very impressive. You hit home runs a lot, and you get a lot of hits with runners in scoring position and two out. But I think it's a little tough to live like that all the time, because when you face good pitching, they're going to be good pitchers.
Right, and that's why you didn't quite see the power or the execution that you have been seeing, because it's a credit to their pitchers and how well they pitched us, and that's normally the case. That's why when you get the postseason, those teams that are in the postseason playing, they usually play low-scoring games, and so it's important that you have different ways to score, not just with the home run, but, you know, have a little speed or a way to get a productive out. For example, Crawford, ground ball, got the runner in from third. Well, a couple times in those games we lost, we didn't do that. So we have to get better there.
All right. Injury-wise, so far, Belt is on his way back. Casilla looks like he's coming back really early, so you could get your bullpen back a little bit.
Yeah, well, we could have Casilla as early as tomorrow. We're going to make a call tomorrow whether he'll go down and pitch one more time or activate him. Belt's able to do some strengthening exercises with his hand, take some dry swings with the bat with both hands without making contact with the ball. So I see him 2 to 3 weeks away, but Casillas, he'll either be activated tomorrow or maybe before we leave on this road trip.
Boy, nice. All right, Chicago's the first stop. Interleague, how do you get ready for Interleague? How do you do it?
Well, we have a day off, so that's going to help me looking at video and you know, look at their club, because I don't know a lot about the White Sox, and I don't do anything on the team except the team we're playing that series. So even the last day here against the Rockies, I won't look at the team we're playing the next day. Again, I don't want my staff doing it. Our focus has to be on the Rockies. When that's over, on the flight to Chicago, I'll be looking at my iPad. I get all that video. Our baseball people are amazing. Our IT people and our baseball ops, they give me so much stuff and make it so much easier for me now to look at the White Sox and see what kind of club they have and things that we need to do.
All right, so on the plane, you're not going to be watching House of Cards.
No, you know, I will be. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not going to sit there the whole time and do it, but I'll take some time and do it. But you got to relax and enjoy yourself, too. And we'll spend a little bit of time there, talk about them, but probably have, maybe a nice glass of wine, a nice meal, and maybe catch a movie.
All right, now you're talking my language here. All right, this is Father's Day weekend. Always special, I think, in your family. Of course, your son plays, and you're growing up in baseball. A little bit of Father's Day for you?
Yeah, a special day for, I know, for me, but should be for everybody. I mean, my father influenced me more than any other person as far as, you know, not just what how the person I am, but and baseball. He loved the game. Marty always had a game on the radio when it was when a game was on. So, you know, I was walking around the house listening usually to the Cincinnati Reds. He was from West Virginia, so he was a Reds fan. But they coached me. You know, he would be my strongest critic, but also my best support system. And so, you know, I can't thank him enough, and I wish he was here. And, you know, that was the hardest day of my life when I lost him. But I certainly, you know, thank him on Father's Day and as much as I can for all he did for me.
Yeah. Did he call you while you were a player and say, look, why don't you put that target outside a little more?
You know, it's funny. When I sign a professional contract, he kind of went the other way. He was all support, and you know, because you have so many ups and downs, and he wasn't near as tough on me as when I was playing Babe Ruth or high school ball. He was a sergeant major, and he could be tough, and but he didn't think I ran hard enough down the line. Or I remember one time when there was a pop-up with two outs, and runners were running, and as a catcher, I just assumed it was going to be caught, so I started walking back to the dugout, and he yelled at me for that. But he went the other way once you know, I became a professional player, and I think he had the good sense of, no, that's what I needed. You know, I didn't need somebody to critique me all the time.
All right, great to have you on. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk again.
Okay, Marty, always good talking with you. Thanks.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.